The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. Welcome to The Piano Matters. I'm your host, David Dubal. Lots of good musical stuff for you, and good performances, of course. Leonard Panario is here to play. The celebrated A-flat Polonaise will end the show with that. Nadia Reisenberg gives us a terrific reading of Kabalevsky's quite unknown Prelude in D minor. Robin Epstein will be heard in Clara Schumann's Fine Romance, and there'll be much, much more. Let's begin, however, with Edwin Fischer, one of Switzerland's greatest pianists. He was born in 1886, the year Liszt died. We're going to listen to Edwin Fischer in the delectable first movement of the sonata in C major by Mozart, the 10th of his sonatas, Kürschel 330. Thank you. Yes, it was the divine Mozart, the Greek ideal, perfection in a non-perfect world. And you heard this beautiful musicality of Edwin Fischer in the opening movement of Mozart's 10th piano sonata. This is The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal, and once again, happy to be with you listening to these great performances. On conducting, Sir Thomas Beecham said, "For a fine performance, only two things are necessary. The maximum of virility coupled with the maximum of delicacy." Daniel Pollack is an American pianist. I haven't seen him for, years when we judged a competition together. Back in 1958, this fellow took eighth prize, very few people know this fact, in the Tchaikovsky piano competition, which made Van Cliburn a legend instantly. Well, Mr. Pollack has been a judge in many competitions, has performed and taught, and has had a fine career. For you, I have an admirable performance by Pollack that was made in Russia, and it's the Prokofiev Third Piano Sonata. Prokofiev was a wonderful pianist, played the premiere of most of his piano music, and gave the premiere in St. Petersburg in April 1918 of this sonata, which is perfect in all aspects. It's a one-movement sonata, and it demands a virtuoso technique and great exuberance. Here is the sonata number 3, played by Daniel Pollack, the composer Prokofiev.
Thank you.
Daniel Pollack mustering real exuberance in Prokofiev's third piano sonata. There are 50 etudes or studies in Karl Czerny's opus 740, 740 opus numbers. Well, he called it the art of finger dexterity, and if you can play them well, you can play the piano. We're going to listen to David Alan Weir, W-E-H-R, play for us numbers 1 and 3 from the opus 740 by Beethoven's great pupil, Karl Czerny. Thank you. For many a pianist, charity is mere technical medicine. But when played deftly, they are indeed effective and pleasurable. And we heard the fingers of David Alan Weir. We're listening together to The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubois, your host and commentator and programmer and great believer in playing the piano for sanity. The word snob belongs to the sour grape vocabulary. So says Logan Pearsall Smith, a writer really of potent prose, but practically forgotten. Let's listen to the fine Mexican pianist who was in my classes, fine guy, Abdiel Vasquez. And we'll hear him in Liszt's Rigoletto paraphrase based on the famous quartet from Verdi's opera. It remains one of Liszt's best-known operatic paraphrases. Here he is, Abdiel Vasquez. Thank you. The Rigoletto paraphrase by Franz Liszt from the quartet from Verdi's always popular opera, Rigoletto. We're together in the Piano Matters. Hope you've had a good week. How's the weather been where you are? Oh, I'm scared of weather, believe me. Bulwer Lytton says, refuse to be ill. Never tell people you are ill. Never own it to yourself. Illness is one of those things which men should resist on principle at the outset. Diogenes said, we have two ears and only one tongue in order that we may hear more and speak less. Hey, that's quite good, isn't it? Let's listen to the pianist Andrew Rangel, and he's a fine practitioner of the instrument. We'll listen first to the jig from the French Suite No. 6 in E major, and directly following it, for quite a contrast, Schoenberg's Minuet and Trio from his 1925 Suite for Piano. Thank you. The jig from Bach's Sixth French Suite, and it was followed by Schoenberg's Minuet and Trio from the Piano Suite, composed by Schoenberg in 1925. In fact, it was the first actual, totally composed 12-tone work by Schoenberg. The pianist doing a good job, I thought, Andrew Rangel. This is The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal. And as I've said before, it really matters. In Shakespeare's Merry Wives of Windsor, the bard says, "I think the devil will not have me damned, lest the oil that's in me should set hell on fire." Earl Wilde, Earl the Pearl, is here to play the spinning song of Felix Mendelssohn. And it will take him to do it. Only 1 minute, 35 seconds. Job, Mr. Wilde. The Mendelssohn spinning song still is effective. Here's what Balzac says: the more one judges, the less one loves. Dmitri Kabalevsky, born in 1904. He's not played much, but he was very prolific in his time and very famous, especially in Russia. I'd like you to listen to Nadia Reisenberg playing his 24th prelude in D minor, a most impressive piece. Thank you. Nadia Reisenberg playing the Kabalevsky Prelude in D minor, and she played it very well. Kabalevsky's 24 preludes, like Bach or Chopin or Scriabin, uses every key in the Western tonal language. You're listening to The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal. I hope you're a regular listener to the many excellent programs on our station, and I know that we mean a lot to many people. But sorry to say, we also need to survive, and happily, we need your confidence, which means your contributions. Please remember that we deserve you. Clara Wieck, who married Robert Schumann, was the major woman pianist of the 19th century, probably without a doubt. She was the wife of the great Robert, but she was a composer as well. And we have here Robin Freund Epstein with us, and she's going to play the Romance Opus 21, number 3, by Clara Schumann. It's marked Agitato. Thank you. third romance from Opus 23 by Clara Schumann, played very well by Robin Freund Epstein. You know, Schumann rather suppressed Clara's gift for composing. Yet after he dies in 1856, she's just too busy raising all of the children born to them, and very seldom composed again. But as you see, she had the composer's impulse. John Ruskin lived a long life, died in 1900. Yes, he was insane when he died. But he says this: if you want knowledge, you must toil for it. If you want food, you must toil for it. And if you want pleasure, you must toil for it. Toil is the law. And if you want piano playing to be good, you must indeed toil for it. Do you remember Leonard Panario? He cut quite a figure in the 1950s as one of the bright lights of American pianism, and many fine recording assignments came to him. Well, his name has faded, unfortunately, in the last decades, but MSR Classics have given us a 4-CD set of Panario from the 1950s. So let's hear Leonard Panario in a piece that is world famous, the great Polonaise in A-flat, The Heroic, by Frédéric Chopin.
Thank you.
goodness, it always thrills me. Still, indeed, and always will I think the A-flat Polonaise by Chopin and played with zest by Leonard Pronario. Won't you join me next week, same time, same station, for another adventure into the realm of the piano literature? Here is what Emerson says. The flowering of civilization is the finished man, the man of sense, of grace, of accomplishment, of social power, the gentleman. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. Matters is a production of the Classical Network. It is recorded at the Kaufman Music Center, home of Merkin Concert Hall, 129 West 67th Street in New York City. The producer, Rachel Katz. For a playlist, go to wwfm.org, click on Classical, and choose Search Playlists. The Piano Matters is made possible with the support of the listener members of the Classical Network.